Welcome to season 1, episode 3 of the Wig Show. I'm Wigs, but my real name is Brandon.
And I'm Cyrus.
And this is the Wig Show. Thank you for listening to the Wig Show. We appreciate your ears. Today we're switching our topic from hockey to basketball, right into the NBA playoffs. Well, hockey and basketball are right next to each other playoff-wise. They both just entered Eastern and Western Finals. So the Final Four for basketball is Miami Heat, Indiana Pacers, Oklahoma City Thunder, and the San Antonio Spurs.
Thank you for letting us know, Brandon. Now, one thing that amazed me is that from each conference, it's the number one and two seeds. But as we all know, the Thunder is the 2014 NBA MVP, Kevin Durant. He is in a good spot to win the NBA championship. But we all know that San Antonio, sitting in the number one spot, has the strength and will win it, especially since Serge Ibaka. My bad. The Thunder's best player under the net is out for the rest of the series.
Adidas. Show off your new Adidas and be proud to play basketball. Adidas, a proud sponsor of the NBA. Well, now we're back here to talk about the Wig Show and, not talk about the Wig Show, but we're going to be talking about NBA. You know, we're going to be talking about this next series, the Heat and Pacers. Another strong competition here, but the Pacers will come into Game 2 with a 1-0 lead on the Heat. But the Heat are planning to come back from that loss and beat them, as the Heat are looking for the three-peat. Now, in Game 1, the Pacers did win 107-96, and that's not really a big difference in the score, but for the Heat, that is a huge loss because that's a number one seed competing against them as they are sitting in number two spot, and that is a hard spot to come back from. As if they're gonna want to win this three-peat, they're gonna need to show their passion. Wade's gonna need to go out into the paint more. They're gonna need LeBron out in the three. They're gonna need Allen out there, and Bosh. Honestly, they just need to keep him on the bench. He's not doing good for them at all. Like. It's not good.
Well, LeBron James averages around 30 points per game and about five assists per game.
He also does average. Yeah, yep. He does average 8 rebounds per game, which is pretty good. But we also do have Chris Anderson, who they nicknamed Birdman. He is at a 66.7% field goal stats. Now, that is really good considering most people are at a 40%, 50%. You know, field goal stats percents, you know, as he has been in the league for 11 years now. Yep. He is 6'10". Now,
big boy.
The only reason they call him Birdman is because, well, actually, he looks like Birdman.
He tatted up. He got tats everywhere.
But now, well, since we are going to be signing off soon, we'll let you guys have a good day, and we'll see you later.